You're listening to the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform, encourage, and entertain those who love kids and serving kids ministry. We hope you'll enjoy today's podcast and maybe even learn a thing or two. Now let's join our team for this episode of the KMC. Welcome to this episode of the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host. And today, I'm the only one on the episode. Felt like I needed to do a single episode. We've got some other great episodes coming up in these next couple weeks, including a book release at the end of April that I can tell you is going to be a fantastic read for those of you looking at preteen ministry. So just check that out. Be watching the Facebook page on the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook page, as well as this podcast, and we'll be releasing that very soon. But I thought I'd talk to you guys today about, well, let me ask the question. Are you a control freak when it comes to ministry? Are you somebody who just has to control every single thing in your ministry? You know, it's easy, very easy, to get into this idea that we have to control everything, that we have to be the one in charge of it all, controlling it all, running it all. And sometimes we even tell ourselves lies to make and convince ourselves that this is the truth. Let me tell you, I've been in ministry for 30 years, a little over 30 years now. I've hung out with a lot of fantastic leaders, and I've asked them the question about how did they overcome being a control freak? Because we all start there. We all have those areas where we control way too much. And so I started asking questions because I wanted to know, how do I not go that direction? How do I keep myself in a healthy place as a leader? And so here's some things that I want to suggest to you. Why should you not run everything in your ministry? Why should you not believe the lies that you're the only one that can do it? Well, the simple answer is because it's totally unhealthy. Even in Scripture, we know that Moses, when he was leading the people, became overwhelmed after a while. He led and led and led through rebellions and through uprisings and through all sorts of things. And after a while, things calmed down. And even while they were in the wilderness, things kind of got out of hand because he tried to control everything. And his father-in-law came to him and finally said, "You can't do everything. You need to have other leaders. You need to be developing other people." Now, I know some of you are sitting there saying, "Well, Tom, I'm in a smaller church. I can't do that. I don't have anybody. Sure, find me somebody, and I'd love to have some help." Well, let me tell you some things that I've found to be true and that will help you out in this area. First, let me take a look at some of the lies we tell ourselves, because sometimes we believe and we bought into these things and think it's okay to lead this way. So here's some of the lies that we often say. And I've heard myself say these. I've heard other leaders say this as I've coached them. "I'm the only one who'll do it." You ever said that? "Man, I'd love to have other leaders, but I'm the only one that cares. I'm the only one that could do this. I'm the only one willing." Okay. Lie number two. "If I want it done right, I really need to do it myself." There's an interesting one. "I can do it faster myself rather than taking time to show somebody. It's going to take more time to show them how to get it done, and I can just do it faster myself." Well, again, all of those things are lies that the enemy wants us to believe to gain a foothold in our life, to show us that we don't want to lead others. We want to do the ministry ourselves. Again, I know some of you are saying, "I'm in a small ministry, and I don't have anybody to help me." Well, again, that's a lie that the enemy wants you to believe. What can you do to find somebody to help share that load? Well, let me tell you. Let me give you some ministry hacks, I guess, that I think will work for you and can help you when it comes to developing a team of leaders who can serve the ministry with you. First, and this isn't cliche, I truly mean this, you need to begin with prayer. You need to examine your own attitudes and where the enemy has gotten a foothold or a stronghold in your life when it comes to leadership. And you need to repent of those control issues. God created a community of believers that you're in for a purpose. And when we don't allow others into the ministry because we don't think they're qualified enough or they don't have the skills to do this or that, we often prevent others from having a true blessing by serving. So I want to challenge you to start with prayer and seek God out and ask him if there's areas in your ministry where you're a control freak. You're hanging on too tight. Where do you need to let go and let God? Second thing I would recommend, sit down with your senior leadership. Explain what you're doing. Maybe you need to create a list of all the things you are doing and look at what can I give away? Are there areas of administration? Are there areas of creativity? Are there areas of planning, team building, recruiting, prepping, materials? Take a look in your areas of ministry and find out what are the jobs that you're doing, and then sit down with your senior leader and say, who are some people that could take some of this off my lap so that I can focus on the greater things of the ministry? I can guarantee you your senior leader will probably have a couple people in mind that are high-capacity people who could step in and take some of the load. As you're doing this, sit down and maybe create a couple job descriptions for some of these roles that you've been carrying. Maybe it's a volunteer coordinator. You need somebody to just take that load of organizing volunteers. Well, you know what? There are people out there that are great, maybe have some HR backgrounds. They work on the PTA, and they're good at recruiting other people to do sales of crazy things. Those are the people you want to find. Create that job description so they know what the expectations are, the time commitment that you think it's going to take, and what it looks like to win in that position, that they're succeeding. Create that job description and then put some names by it. Those names that your senior leader gave you, say, who could I talk to about this? And then pray again. Sit down, pray through those names, and ask God to go before you, preparing their hearts for this ask that you're going to make. And then start dialing numbers. Dialing numbers, look at your calendar and say, okay, I got a couple hours this week that I could sit down and have lunch with people or breakfast with people or dinner with people or coffee in the middle of the day. And I'm going to set a couple appointments, set the goal that I'm going to set one or two appointments every week for the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to talk through this list. I'm not going to assume that they're going to say no, but I am going to assume they say yes. Go in with that positive attitude and be prepared that God's going to move in their hearts because you've prayed this through, you've thought this through, you've prepared a job description, you know what needs to be done, and you know that based on a recommendation that there are people out there that are qualified to do it. And let me tell you, if you'll take that time to sit down with people and explain to them why they would be such a valuable part of your team and what a difference that they could make in the ministry so that you could be free to do even greater things as well, and that you want them to use their gifts for the glory of the kingdom, I can guarantee you, you're going to get some yeses. Now, sure, you're going to get some no's too, but that's okay. Don't get discouraged. You keep asking, and you'll keep finding those right people. The whole point is don't be a control freak. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy so that he can get you down and keep you tied up and stressed out and worn out, because that does the ministry no good. Does your team no good. And so I want to challenge you that as you look through the things that you're doing, the things that maybe are overwhelming you, the things that you know in your heart you're not truly gifted to do, look to give those away. That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of being a good leader. Knowing where your strengths are and playing to those strengths, serving to those strengths. I've always struggled a little bit with administration. It's not something that I love doing. It's not something I'm passionate about. Can I do it? Yeah, I can do it. Do I need to do it? Sure, I need to be involved in it. But there are other people out there that love organizing. They love timelines and spreadsheets. Those kind of things give me hives. I break out because I don't like them. They're not natural to me. I'm a creative. I'm a people person. I'm a team builder. That's what I love to do. That's the way God wired me, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'll work on organization. I study. I try to improve myself, but I know there are other people out there. Just recently in my own ministry, I found somebody who loves to do data processing and inputting and stuff, and so we're getting ready to convert all of our volunteer management over to a program, and I needed somebody who could look at this program, get it set up in the right way, get all the information loaded up and ready to use so that we can launch it to our team. And you know what? I wrote out a little job description of what I needed. I wrote out what had to be done and when it had to be done by. And I sat down with a person and said, here's what I need. I know you like this kind of stuff. Would you be willing to take this and run with it? And I released them to go, and they are killing it. And it's going to get done half the time that it would have taken me. And it's allowed me to spend more time talking to volunteers, coaching them and getting to know them and hearing their stories and ministering to them so that they don't get discouraged and worn out. So let me tell you, it's such an improvement in my own ministry when I've let those things go. And normally I would say, nope, I'm the only one that can do it. I'm the only one that's got time to do it. I don't want to bug somebody else. I know other people are busy. But let me tell you, those busy people, they know how to get things done. And that's why I look for them. I look for those moms and dads who are actively in their children's sports programs and who are organizers, because those are the kind of people who know how to get it done. They know how to manage their time and their busy calendars. So let me tell you, if you want to see things happen in your ministry that have never happened before, you need to try something new. So I'm going to challenge you to let go of some things. Map out what you've been doing. Take some time. Schedule your calendar to sit down and evaluate where you are and where you want to be. And who do you need to help you to get there? Ask God to show you the right people. Talk to some of your senior leaders or some of your fellow staff members. I bet you they have names of people who could dive right in and be rock stars for you and your ministry. So I hope that helps. I hope that's been an encouragement to you. Sometimes we just need somebody to talk to walk this through. I remember when my mentor walked me through this process because he wanted me to be a better leader. I want you guys to be better leaders as well as part of this KMC community and those that follow the podcast. So I want you to know that I'm here and available. I do some coaching. I do it in small groups, sometimes one-on-one. I don't charge a lot. I ask just to cover my time so that I can be a good steward of my time and your time. But if I could be of service to you, let me know. I would be happy to help, and we could set up something so that we can bless you and encourage you in your ministry. But regardless of whether you get coaching or not, continue to be an active part of the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. Post the questions that you have that you're struggling with and allow other leaders to pour into you and encourage you. That's an important thing for all of us to do. Because like Moses' father-in-law said, it's not good for you to do these things alone. You need other people. Sometimes, as you know, the other stories of Moses where his arms got tired and he needed Aaron and Joshua to hold him up. Sometimes you need people to stand next to you to hold your arms up because you're going to get tired. You're going to get worn out. So I want to encourage you. Sometimes the reason why that happens is because you're the control freak. You don't want to let go. So take some time, evaluate, consider where you're at, consider where you want to be, and then go for it. Take that step of faith and start doing the things that God has truly gifted you to do. Hey, thanks for listening. I hope you'll join me on another podcast of the KMC as we look forward to keep continuing to iron sharpen iron and helping you develop and become the best leader that you can be. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. We'd love for you to connect with us on our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group or subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review so we can help others learn about this podcast. If you want, you can watch this episode on video on our Kids Ministry Collective YouTube page. Our goal of the KMC is from Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Join us again soon for another KMC podcast.